Juan here.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the Two Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Floyd Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C. Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Ball.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing it, shit, and rappers are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight amazing. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing, a master and graphics, just download the time. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows, plenty of content and unity. Do everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we be revived up, is we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. To come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life. Dolphins, hip-hop, AD, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, dumb, we ain't sitting on the hips. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta crew. I see these rappers on the streets. I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Manila strong, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drop, let's get it on.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 678. We got a special guest tonight, somebody who I respect because they're doing what they can to preserve and uphold hip-hop, especially at a time when, hip-hop has been attacked, and the building blocks, the foundation being torn down a little bit, But because of cats like my guest tonight, it's keeping everything intact, making hip-hop stronger than it ever been. I'm talking about, One World Magazine, We got the homie Caesar, man. He's doing a great job out of Pittsburgh, California. This magazine, it embodies what hip-hop is all about, The current issue has E-40 on the cover, and they've been around for a minute, man. California is like the blueprint to independent hip-hop, All you got to do is look at the history of the Bay Area, and you're going to see, cats that have been putting it down for years. One World is here right now to document what's going on there and all across the globe. Let me bring on the homie Caesar right now. Caesar, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, Prez? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing real good, man. Thank you so much for taking time out to chop it up with me, Because I come from the magazine game myself, Spent many years in it, and it's a dying art form, man. That's why I salute you for doing it now at a time when everything's digital. A lot of cats forgot about the magazine. What made you want to get into the magazine game, brother?
My past will probably surprisingly be similar to yours. I got into it as a fan when I was younger. And I would visit the local record and, CD, actually back then it was tape, cassettes, music shops, and I would just visit them and try to pick up the latest releases. And at this time, I was still living in Pittsburgh, so I was really heavily influenced by Bay Area rap and the scene emerging at that moment. So what had happened was I had linked up with a gentleman who owned a record store in Pittsburgh, California, called Underdog Music and Clothing. And we started a magazine in 1999 called Explosive Magazine. And we did that till 2012 and put out 21 issues. This was in the prime heyday when Murder Dog was thriving at the same moment.
Oh, yeah.
So this was at
Explosive
the time when hip-hop. Yes, we were, even though we weren't, we were what we were. We just like yourself, we interviewed everybody in hip-hop, from Jay-Z to Public Enemy to Nas to The Click, all the way, all the way down the line. You name it, Scarface, Al Capone, you name it, we had everyone. There was nobody we did not interview, because at that time, print magazines were the place where hip-hop wanted to be seen. If you're an artist and you had a budget, the budget was being spent to be placed in print. So
yeah.
It just was the evolution of that. So what maybe started was the owner of the store asked me, hey, you want to start this magazine with me? He had access to artists all the time coming into the store, putting music on the shelf. So and I always inquired, and I guess in my own unique way, that he approached me to start the magazine with him, and we did. And so at that time, you know, I got my feet wet, and then I quit in 2012 because the partnership just kind of went sour. And so I took a few years off, and in 2016, I came up with One World Magazine and dropped my first issue in 2017, simply because there's a huge void and a need for a print platform in hip hop.
Yes,
because what exists now is not cutting the bill. What I like to say is hip hop is One World Magazine. Hip hop is bigger than those other magazines. That's why I exist. Because we cover just the same thing that you cover.
Yeah. That's why I respect y'all, because, you know, you're coming out and you're making a statement by doing this in this era. You know what I mean? And let's go back a minute to the explosive. I remember that magazine, you know what I'm saying, like it was yesterday. You guys made a lot of noise, you know, because at the time I was writing for Murder Dog, but also this other magazine called Street Masters. And there was a lot of independent magazines at that time. You're talking dozens, maybe hundreds. I don't even know. But it was oversaturated.
Yes,
it was crazy. You guys were one of the ones that stood out. How was it to survive when in that market when the magazine game was cracking?
You know, it's crazy. You asked that, Prez, because what I tell people is that the game is different today by far. But back in my prime, I mean, I would bring in lots of money, you know, to the owner, because I didn't claim to own it. I just was one of the founders and, you know, I was the editor. You feel me? Everything ran through my fingers, but was okayed by the owner, unless there was money behind it. And so that's why I brought in a lot of money, which dictated a lot of what was in the pages.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that being said, business would call me blind. I would get calls blindly. And this was telephone calls. Blindly. Money would just be coming at me every day, all the time. You know, thousands of dollars easily. And it's just the way it was. But now, today, I have to work for the money that comes across my desk. And it still comes across my desk, because there's still just as many independent artists today as there was back then, if not more. Except most of them don't have a budget or don't use physical means like what we do as part of their repertoire to make them who they are.
Yeah, and you know, that I like what you're talking about. People don't understand, you know what I'm saying, how difficult it is to run a magazine. Like you were talking about advertising. You got to get people on board, you know what I'm saying, people that see the vision. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. The streets, you got to get them involved. You got to market in different areas. You know what I'm saying? When you started One World, you know what I'm saying, after doing the explosive for so long, did it come easy to you, or was there still other obstacles that you had to overcome in this era?
You know, honestly, Prez, the only obstacle has been myself. Is lack of priority, lack of motivation. You know, it's just me doing a majority of it. I do the layout for the magazine. I do all the business. I do 85% of the interviews. So, and we have 50 interviews every issue.
Yeah.
So, you know, and prior to the last two issues, we have a digital magazine that we put out as well, and that always has more pages. So prior to the last two issues, where I've been real busy and not been able to add a whole bunch of exclusive content to the digital, well, prior I would have another 15, 20 interviews for the digital magazine alone. So, you know, it was a lot of work. But you know what? This is all I know how to do. All I know how to do is put on people who I believe should be put on.
Yeah.
I've been doing this since 1999, and that's why I was hungry to do it back then, Because no offense to every other magazine that existed at that time, I didn't believe enough of the talent that I saw was getting put on. And that's still what's happening today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, there's so much. There's so much, you know. When I started writing for Street Masters, it was a magazine out of Memphis. They just did their first issue, and the owner, it was 100% Memphis, you know, and he brought me in. And the first thing I said to him was, let's keep it Memphis, but let's also add in other things, you know what I'm saying, around the globe. And let's try to make it, you know what I'm saying, have a different appeal to it. Do you try to reach people, you know what I'm saying, with the One World, you know, in the title, you know, do you try to reach people globally? And if so, what's been the feedback you've been getting from overseas?
Yes. The artists that I've interviewed and the people that have received the magazine, they love it. But I have yet to reach and solidify a secured team member, you know, somebody on the team who I can trust to actually keep the flame lit. So it's just been sparingly. And with the shipping costs of this print magazine for the distributor, they've been doing well with it. So I've been getting copies overseas in about 6 different countries, but nothing solid enough to where I believe that I'm really fulfilling the need for the world. But what's crazy is the further out I go, the easier this print magazine is accepted and appreciated. So not even with here in the physical United States. I'm from the Bay Area, but the further I go from the Bay, literally more people appreciate it and see the value in what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, now, you've covered a lot of people over the years. You know, who are some of the ones that stand out for you that you really look back and be like, wow, I enjoyed doing that interview?
You know, it's crazy. I get like a favorite interview every issue. And, you know, I have my favorite artists. And so, but favorite interviews are tough because I've done so many, and they become a blur, just like life has become. I'll point to this latest issue. There's an artist who, he's at the top front cover of the magazine, and he has a 2-page spread. His name is C. Monkey Doo. And he's kind of a unique artist. He's from, I think, the Valley here in California. But his brand and his sound is very unique and organic. And he's very talented, and he plays, you know, instruments and sings and writes. And, you know, and produces as well. And so his music is incredible if you take the chance to just listen to it. But his interview was incredible. The things he said, how well he opened up, and the fact that it all coincides, and it really gives you an idea as to who he is and why he makes the music he does. I think that's what made the interview memorable lately.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Yeah, man, sometimes I go into an interview with somebody and I'm thinking, you know, okay, I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be real good. But then they completely shock me and throw something in there, like something that might have happened to them, like in a physical manner, like where they survived a wreck or something. Like we had JT, the Bigger Figure, on, and he was talking about, you know, they hit him with an AK-47 and he was in the hospital for days and went through it. You know, they hit you with something like that. They hit you right in the chest, literally. You know, Lord Infamous was telling me about how he overdosed, you know, just before he died. And he was telling me about how he had visions of going to hell. And a year to the day almost later, he did die for real. You know, it's crazy how some of this shit kind of sticks with you over the years, you know. But there's nothing like being a music journalist, to be honest with you. I've been doing it just as long as you, about 20 years or so, and I've had the time of my life, man. Do you have any regrets, though? Because, you know, a lot of us, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, sometimes, you know, they didn't really go too well. Is there anything that you look back on and like, man, I wish it would have went differently?
You know, honestly, Prez, no. Because I believe everything was meant to be the way it is as far as my career has gone. I even at this very moment right now, Prez, I don't wish for riches and for to be the most popular thing in the world. Those are cursed positions. So
yeah.
I don't wish for that. All I wish is for just, you know, more people to appreciate what it is I'm doing. And same with you, likewise, I'm sure, because what you're doing is quite impressive as well, because you're on a streak of journalism yourself that if the world were to know, they would pay more attention.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, you know what I mean? Oh, absolutely. It's a fact. It's just my perspective, and that's why, like you said, I love being a hip-hop and music journalist because I believe my opinion and perspective is very unique, and it comes from an angle that 998 people out of 1,000 would not come from. You know what I mean? So that's what makes One World Magazine unique, because, one, we're going to cover music that you ain't going to find in any other print, let alone even a fucking digital website. They don't compile it the way I do, the way you do. They're not as broad and wide open and open-minded and open-hearted as we are.
No.
Because they're very limited.
About love the music, you know? You gotta really be a person that's able to just say, you know what, man, I got to have an open mind about this. Like, I had a guy hit me up on Twitter a couple years back. He was a Christian rapper. And I'm not big into religion or nothing, but the music he sent me was fire. So I immediately brought him on the show. I didn't know this guy from Adam or nothing, you know. And I gave him the platform, man, and let him, you know, tell his story and play his music. That's just it's in me to do that. I feel you're the same way, man. You really got a love for this music. When did that love first start for you? And who were some of the early hip hop acts that you got into back in the day?
That's easy, Prez. I mean, this was when I was a teenager and I had just started discovering Bay Area rap. I mean, the first few rappers that I fell in love with were Dre Dogg, which is now Andre Nicotina, and X-Rated. I mean, both of them were very huge in my career and just in my love for the game. Just the fact that When Dre Dogg first came out, a lot of his beats were mimicked and actually repeated by Biggie Smalls. Some of their biggest hits were the same beat. And I know it's on the underground, it's kind of a slight little competition if you go amongst certain circles with Biggie's track and Andre Nicotina's, because they came out at the same time. But bottom line is those artists, definitely E-40, because once I heard him, I knew that he was going to be something special. And so I've always followed his career, but just very simply. Other artists that came later in life are cats from locally, like the Jacka, the Mob Figures, the Ghetto Stars, Dub 20, you know, A-Wax after that. There's a handful of artists that still keeping the torch lit, and lit enough to where I see it. One World Magazine sees it. I don't know who else sees it, but I see it, because all the other media in the Bay Area seems to all see the same shit. You know what I mean? Which is kind of like, what the fuck? So that's why I exist. One World Magazine exists because I'm filling in the void of everything else everyone else misses. And that makes it easy for me to stay in business, Prez.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. You know, and, you know, again, I can't stress the importance. It's just like when you go to the record store and you buy some vinyl, it's making a comeback, or, you know, people are pressing up cassette tapes again. It's the same thing with the magazine, because I'm not going to lie to you, in 2012, 2013, when Murder Dog, you know what I'm saying, finally closed up shop, I was devastated because, like, I mean, I've been in print for so long. I love magazines. You know what I'm saying? And there's a void there. And that's why I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, man, because nobody else is out there doing it like you. And there's a need for that, man. There really is. Did you see that need for it too? Like you were saying, like there was kind of a void.
Oh, absolutely. I see. Look, it's like an energy vortex. And I'll give you another example. Absolutely, there was a need. Once I saw that Murder Dog was no longer in print, the rumor was no longer a rumor, it solidified something in the back of my mind and in my heart, started pumping faster, that I need to do this. Because if I don't do it, then where are these artists going to get showcased on? Well, you're providing a platform, but other than me and you and maybe a few others, there's really not much after that. Literally, there's really not. You can count it on both your hands, the platforms that still cater to the artists that you still cater to. Let's be real.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't take shit from those artists, because the artists you got on your show, legendary, underrated, the best. I can go on and on and on describing them. But they're the same, they're cut from the same cloth that I always draw from.
Yeah.
So I know what you're doing. I respect the hell out of what you're doing. Honestly, Prez, I want to offer you a slot in my print every issue if you want to put something in print for good old time's sake. Okay?
Man,
so I'm going to give you that. I'm offering it live on your show. This is One World Magazine. I'm offering it to you now. A slot in my print, and we'll go over the details. But yes, you can provide an interview. You choose every issue, and we'll print it.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. I really appreciate that, Caesar, man. Much appreciation, brother. that's huge. That's huge, man. Because
Why should you stop doing what you love?
Yeah,
if I have an opportunity for you to do it.
That's true, man. And you know what it is? There's nobody out there doing the magazines that I like other than yourself, because you know the formula. You know what I'm saying? You've been doing this for 20 years yourself, and you know exactly what your readers want. You know what I'm saying? Just like I know what my listeners want. It's a beautiful thing, man. And I definitely accept that, man. I appreciate that offer. You know, it'd be an honor to, do some stuff with you, man. And I definitely want you to come back on the show from time to time, chop it up. Maybe we can have a check-in every time you drop an issue. You know, we can kind of promote the issue a little bit and, chop it up.
I think we should do that no matter what, especially if you're going to be a part of every issue. It only makes sense. It ain't got to be for 30, 45 an hour. If there's something going on, maybe. But, at least throw me in and part of the show, it's good. You feel me? And be happy to provide, 20 cents instead of 2 cents. You know what I mean? Can I tell everybody where to go get it?
Yeah, oh, please do so, man. I want everybody to check it out.
Right on, yeah. So for all the listeners, to get your own copy, it's available as a PDF download. And as a physical print magazine, it's 64 pages, full color, glossy cover. It's very, very nice. It retails for $9.99, and that's only because prices of magazines are up there. But not to mention the amount of work I put into this, it's worth $99.99 every issue, if you ask me. So it's available at galacticdistro.com. That's my web store. That's also a physical distribution outlet for physical product. So if you guys are looking, if you have physical product, especially CDs, and you want to sell them out here on the West Coast, galacticdistro.com. And just like it sounds, galacticdistro.com is where you go, and you can buy the magazine, you can see what's on our shelves, and you can even inquire to put your music on our shelf. We'll pay you every 30 days for movement, over $50. Yes,
oh, yeah.
So that means we're a store shelf that will pay you every 30 days if your music sells off our shelf. So that's what we offer as well. And I'm not making a lot of money off of it, but it's a service that always is needed, because with all the stores closing down, well, then screw it. I'll open my own up. And I did.
Yeah.
So,
hell yeah.
So again, it's just fulfilling the need. That's all. And, I don't do this to get rich. I do this to make, you know, it just has to make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, and people, again, man, you got to support this because, you know, this is a platform that supports many, you know, and without these physical magazines out there, like you said, man, there's cats out there that still move CDs. You know, I get CDs all the time, and I talk to people, you know, the streets is different from online. Sure, you could post a link all day, but there's nothing like cracking open a magazine, man. You know, it's just that feel. Just like when you open up the CD insert, you read who's inside and who did what, who played this instrument or did that track. It's the same feel. I got someone on the line. This the homie, DJ Lord Sinister from France. He did stuff for Murder Dog back in the day. I believe he was doing the distribution over there in France. And he does a lot of interviews over there, too. He's also comes on the show quite frequently. Right. This is the homie Sin. Sin, you're on with Caesar of One World Magazine. Just wanted to bring you on, see if you had any questions.
Yes,
what's up, Sin?
What's up, One World Magazine? And I distributed Murder Dog back in the day in France for the French market. Somehow, sometimes, because they don't know a lot in Europe. And how it was the reception for you in Europe to distribute your magazine?
Yes, that's the thing. That's been my biggest problem is the subscription and the pricing through overseas shipping. It's an extra $24 for me just to ship one magazine overseas. And so that's why it's been very difficult for me to solidify some solid distribution. What I wouldn't mind seeing is maybe if you could contact me personally, we could establish something like you had with Murder Dog back in the day, which would just simply be I would send you a few boxes, and I would let you take care of that for me, and you just create whatever you can create, and we can just go on from there.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. And tell us how Black Dog Bone gave you the idea to pop some of the maps of barrier like you did, like he do with the Valero Young D Boys and stuff, you know, underground groups.
Yeah, with Black Dog and influence at all?
Yeah.
Can you help me out with that question?
Yeah, he basically, Fred? Caesar, he was basically wondering if Black Dog Bone was one of your influences.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? A wonderful question, and thank you. I've met Black Dog Bone probably 3-4 times in my life, and I have a high respect for him. Motivating me absolutely just in his position in existence, period. The fact that he ran Murder Dog and did it the way he did it, that's why Murder Dog was the best at what it did. I don't believe any other print magazine did what Murder Dog did. I don't think any of them. Nobody did what Murder Dog did. But personally, I didn't know him enough to put him in that category. But most definitely, because of Murder Dog, it motivated me to start Explosive Magazine back in 1999. Absolutely. And I didn't really see it as competition. I mainly saw it as I wanted to do slightly what they didn't do. And that's always what I do now today, is I still try to provide something that isn't being done.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's crazy because Black Dog grew up in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Really?
All the way on the other side of the world.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he's a very worldly man, and that's why Murder Dog was so successful, not just in the Bay Area or down south or wherever. You feel me? They were successful worldwide, most definitely.
Yeah, he put on the number one Young D Boys. It's crazy. On the cover.
Yes. You know, and I'm in One World Magazine, we're totally open to cover much talent and artists from other countries. We do it every issue, but to what extent is what basically comes across my desk, and a few of my outlets have dried up. So hopefully after this phone call, between me and you, Sin, we can at least text and email each other and solidify, even through yourself, Prez, you know, a stronger foundation on everything we're all doing. Because it seems like you didn't bring him on for nothing. It was meant to be, or you have a plan in mind, just like I do.
Yeah, well, Sin, he's like the encyclopedia of rap. Like, I'll bring him on to ask questions. Like, he'll ask, like, rappers questions about songs they forgot they even recorded. And, you know, but I knew Sin could definitely be of service to you, because he does a lot of stuff, a lot of in-person interviews over there in France as well. You know, he gets people holding up the business cards and all that shit. So, you know, he's a good asset to any team, for sure.
The French connection.
Yeah. Yes, the French connection, baby.
Gene Hackman over there, yeah. You know.
Yes,
but
sir. Wee-wee.
That's the beautiful thing about the hip-hop game, though. It connects people that normally, you know, before the internet, we wouldn't know Sin or a lot of people overseas, you know. So that's the one benefit of the internet. We're able to connect now. What do you see in the future as far as, you know, I'm saying, magazines and the publishing games going? Do you see the market, you know, maybe growing again like it once did, or do you see it going in a different direction?
Actually, I think what's happening is kind of crazy. It's kind of like a purge. The industry is going to purge itself of a lot of wasteful things and unsuccessful things, whatever reason they may be. Not to say that things like Murder Dog and things like Dimple Records, the chain, and other chains that have all gone, that they weren't successful. Well, all it just means is they weren't successful under the structure they were last upon. That's all it means. Now, had they restructured and tried again, they might have succeeded. But
yeah,
that's a whole other story. Again, that's why I still exist doing what I do. It's just because there's so many people who love to make music. Well, I like to deal with the more serious ones who want to do some business and could actually, we could help each other, you know, grow by their movement and definitely by mine. So that's how I get a lot of my business in One World Magazine. A lot of people pay for slots in the magazine. It's not just advertisement that I sell. I sell more slot space than I do advertisement, because people want to get their story out. They want to get seen. They want to get seen amongst, you know, other artists that people are paying attention to, and they actually just want to get seen on something of quality, if you ask me.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? There's a huge difference, you know, from telling your story, whether with pictures or with your own words, you know. And yeah, we always had a lot of people, man, that wanted to do that. We even had people that came up and was like, hey, man, would you sell us the cover? You know, several publications that I wrote for did that. You know, it can be beneficial for both parties involved. You know, what about, you know what I'm saying, as far as like, you know, Murder Dog, you know, we did some compilations, and I put out a couple compilations on my own. Is that something that you would like to do in the future, or you ever thought about doing it? Mixtapes or...
You know, what's funny is that doing this, a couple of years ago, I finally partnered up with somebody and put out a compilation, and I saw how that went, and I got my feet wet doing it. And this year I'm going to drop a couple songs, a couple singles. I'm going to, you know, start off slow, nothing real big, because it's not about quantity. It's about quality always with what I'm doing. You know, what's crazy, let me just bring this up. My first two issues of One World Magazine, my first issue, number one and number two, both came out the gate with a CD and a DVD in its package, and they retailed for $19.99. I still have copies of them for sale at galacticdistro.com. They come with a full two-hour DVD, all exclusive interviews, biggest artists I could grab hold of, Strange Music, you know, Sick With It Records, and just tons of successful independent artists from here or there, over 30 artists from San Diego on my first DVD and first issue of the magazine, over 30 artists from San Diego in print. The first two I did include a DVD and a CD, but I stopped doing it after that because it got very, very expensive. Plus, I wasn't selling enough of them out the gate to warrant me to continue to do so. So it's kind of just a learning lesson altogether, but this year I might do something. And if I do it, it's going to be all my own, and I'm going to do it all on my own because there's really not enough money in the game to be shared with other people in these times right now, my opinion.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Man, it's I commend you for doing what you're doing, and thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about it. But before
let
we
me
get
say
out
one
here,
thing, other one more thing, platform. one more thing,
sure.
Chris, because I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you did say something about front covers and what Murder Dog did, and just so everyone knows, and so you know, and how you know the game ain't changed. The number one question that artists ask me is how much for the cover. That's the first thing that every artist, and the more established the artist, the quicker they ask me that question.
Yeah.
How much for the front cover?
Oh,
so
man.
If I don't sell the main cover, I'll sell slots off the main cover. But most definitely, I sell the cover because that's the first thing and the most expensive thing I can sell. So I have to sell it. But trust me, I don't just sell it to anybody.
Yeah. No,
it
no,
has
you
to
can't.
Make sense, like you said, to both of us.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to make dollars and cents, absolutely. You know, we used to, at Streetmasters, you know, rest in the late, great Nick Scarfo, Profit Posse, he used to buy a lot of the covers. Sometimes he put Crunchy Black on there, sometimes himself, sometimes Gangsta Boo. You know, you're right, man, that's the first thing they ask, how much for the cover, you know.
Well,
and
here's
if it's a whack artist, it's like, oh, man, it'll be a little bit more than what you can afford.
Well, that's when the price goes up.
Yeah.
But the absolutely, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, all covers are for sale. That's why, you know, there's even options of making multiple covers. Murder Dog did that. You guys put out 3-4 covers per issue.
Yeah.
Just to, and but you guys wonderfully distributed them to those regions masterfully. So it was a strategy and it was well executed. So you feel me? It has. If you're gonna do it right. And I know this, and so I might do it very, very soon, if the business warrants it. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I definitely look forward to being part of the team, you know, and we'll get something up on the UGS for Life site, you know what I'm saying, something where our people can go click on and go directly to check out the magazine. Man, thank you so much for the opportunities. But before we get out of here, I want to give you the floor again, you know, so you can let everybody know exactly where to go and get the magazine and what they need to do. But thanks again, Caesar, for coming on the show. I really appreciate you, my brother.
I appreciate you, Presley. You're keeping this shit alive like I am. And it was just inevitable that we finally linked at this very moment. So from here on in, we're only going to be stronger as long as we keep this flame lit together.
Definitely.
Yeah, so galacticdistro.com. That's GALAICDISTRO, Galactic Distro, which stands for Galactic Distribution. That's what it is on Instagram, Galactic Distribution, galacticdistro.com, and you can find music there. Definitely get the physical magazine. You're going to want to order a copy and feel it and hold it in your hand. You're going to know that this is the real deal. You're going to know that this is what hip-hop is in your hand. And that's what I put together, the best representation of the best music that has come across my desk in the last 3-4 months. That's what One World Magazine is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Everybody listening, please go out and support that. And when does the next issue drop? I know you got the current one with E40 on the cover. When does the next one drop?
It is going to drop in May.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. That's right around the corner. Yeah, definitely.
Tell me about it.
You guys got to support that, you know what I'm saying? And, again, you know what I'm saying, you'll be able to check it out on the website as well, ugsforlife.com, because we'll have a image of the magazine up there as well as where you can click and just go get it right there. And, you know what I'm saying, you just talked to the homie Sin from France. It sounds like you're really networking with people in all different parts of the country and around the globe to get the magazine out there. You know what I'm saying? Where are some of the spots that you see it getting the most attention right now?
You know, what's crazy is we get a lot of good response in New York. We sell more magazines in New York than we do in the Bay Area.
Wow.
But not on this issue. This latest issue, the Bay Area has bought more. But in the past five issues prior, definitely New York bought more copies than anyone. Because there's a lot of newsstands out there and people read print. They still respect print because it's in their face. Out here in the Bay, on the West Coast, we're too techie. So everybody, the only thing they read is shit off their phone, and even that is abbreviated because they're mainly reading texts and posts, which, you know, they're not reading news articles. You know what I mean? 90% of the people reading on their phone are not reading news articles. You feel me? They're not reading paragraphs. They're just communicating with people and posting bullshit. So, you know, it's you know, real communication happens in the real world. With, you know, with real phone calls and real interviews, and not through a quick little, you know.
Yeah.
that's just how it's been with me. Things only happen with me with real communication. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Me too. I'm old school. I can't. You can't hit me up on Instagram and all that shit. I mean, yeah, I utilize those platforms like anybody else, but just email me. You know what I mean? Just email or call me.
Yeah,
you know,
it's very simple.
People, you know.
Yeah, and you can get everything in an email. Images, everything.
Yeah, email's my favorite, man. I still got the AOL account. You know,
dude, when I saw that, bro, I was like amazed, and I knew you're real. That just shows you how real you are, bro.
Right? Yeah, man. Just
hey, you know what? Why, if it's not broke, why fix it?
Exactly. That's the way I look at it, man. You know, that same email address, I submitted I don't know how many interviews to Black Dog over the years, you know, and I utilize it to this day. And, you know, it's a good thing to be able to balance both worlds, the new school and the old school, you know. But, man, I salute you for what you're doing. Keep doing it, Caesar. You know what I'm saying? And let's definitely keep networking, brother, and make a lot of things happen in the future, man. 2020 is definitely going to be a good year, bro.
Absolutely. And so I'm going to call you within this next week or so, and then so we can do your interview for my magazine, because you're going to be in the next issue.
Man, that's a huge, huge honor, man. And also thanks again for, you know what I'm saying, offering me the opportunity to write for you guys as well. I definitely look forward to that.
Open now for this next issue, so go ahead and line something up. I don't care who it is. If it's up and coming, if it's a golden oldie, an OG, I don't care. It don't matter. I'm not going to question it. You know what I mean? I'm not. You just give it to me with photos and everything it needs, and I'll do it.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah. And, man, we're gonna get out of here. And since you're over there in Cali, you know what I'm saying, we might as well. We can't go wrong with SIBO, man. I don't see that. Why not?
Never.
Here we go.
You said it's on, so bring the fucking funk, nigga. If you can't feel me, then call me what you want, nigga. Killer Cali style, we roll deep. Strap one mic, shooting heat for them niggas that's coming deep. And we bitches, please don't sleep with Mo. So then the average hoe, toe to toe, I'm fucking those who had the heart to step down, though they cannot fuck with pros. So please step with your strappers on, for rap is what I spit. Niggas be fucking, but they sided when I throw this shit. Straight from the streets, of the X to the A to the C. You ain't don't wanna see me, and bitches wanna be me. But they're supposed to say this straight, I've been in this gang.
on this shit. You say the song, so we the fucking folk, nigga. If you can't feel me, then call it what you want, nigga. Comes way too tight, jumping in my steel toes. Got some niggas that sound like Keel, Captain Steel. So one who questions this, grab the mic and step to this. Hardcore busting through your front door. The female assassin's back and I'm on the attack. So watch your back or get stumped on. Got niggas with fully loaded straps, you get dumped on. But show up on those fools that try to claim the fame. That ghetto who's got niggas tripping, now you know my name. Say, I came through with another hit. Stop your shit, pop your bitch, take your grip, then I split. Yeah, cause you spit real rap, you gotta see the true side. And in my town, niggas is still down the blue ride. I'm an nipple fool for the grip, that's why I spit this hardcore gang. I got much love, but you hate me, so ain't nothing changed. Just give your girl her death, cause there's too many duck in touch. Many have tried, but they only end up buck. It's that shit you rock your head to when you strike it. That shit that makes your trunk pound straight from the underground. So how much can you take, cause how much more than you can handle? Cause the trip from a nipple fool for the grip, they shouldn't have let me slip through. Now it's on for the 9-5. Got rap so fast that I'm getting made to scratch their eyes. The burden from that sack, on the streets of sack, I'm coming way too wicked. Been flown for ages straight and still comes with this. You can kick this. Underestimate me and get caught up in some deep shit. That came up Cali, rest in peace. Put your ass to sleep, shit, and I'm still stomping.
Mama, just stomping in the steel toes, headed for the murder show.
You say it's on, so be the fucking funk, nigga. If you can't feel me, then call it what you want, nigga.
Mama, just stomping in the steel toes, headed for the murder show.
With my AK at my side, the focus on. Bring it to me high off this grindy butt. And for those that try to do me, still coming hardcore. Ain't gon' change to me when you're coming with that ghetto phone. That is guaranteed to fill your ears with some bomb shit. Don't think cause it's just marvelous. Brother G-E-T-T-O, here to let you know that it's also here we go. So back the fuck up off and give me 10 feet. Because I'm stomping in my steel toes. Like that nigga, but I can't convert the tap. That ass.